you. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. They began the accounting. Debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servant saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers till he should pay back the whole debt. So my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives his brother from his heart." When Jesus finished these words, he left Galilee, went to the district of Judea across the Jordan. The Gospel of the Lord. What a beautiful saint we celebrate today in the life of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, a man who gave his life in exchange for somebody else during World War II in a concentration camp at Auschwitz. The greatest act of love he did to lay down his life for his neighbor. And what a beautiful example that we have in the saints, that we too are called to lay down our lives on a daily basis for those around us. We do that through acts of patience, humility, kindness, unconditional love, and in a very special way today, as we hear in the gospel, forgiveness. The saints are our heroes, my friends. They are a reminder that, yes, it is possible to do things in the name of Jesus. Small things, little things. And sometimes our Lord is going to ask us to do major things that we never saw coming. But what we do know for sure is that we are called to love one another. So let's ask this great saint right now, Saint Maximilian Kolbe, to intercede for each and every one of us, that we may follow his example and be courageous and be loyal to Jesus in moments where our faith is tested. Saint Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us.